all the people that you desire to draw to yourself today, and that they may, this may be a time where we draw close to you and are filled with your Holy Spirit to leave here as witnesses of your truth. So we ask, Lord, that you would move mightily, that you would fill our hearts and minds, that you would fill this place with your Holy Spirit and bind Satan in any way that he would try to distort what is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. Good. Thank you. Are you guys going to be around after church?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay. I really need to talk to you both before you leave.
Okay.
So
yep.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah,
sure. Okay, good. Thank you. Unchanging,
mysterious and unknown,
your boundless love unfailing,
in
grace and mercy shown.
Christ's
seraphim in ceaseless flight around your glorious throne. In your arms.
cold and ruthless enemy. His pleasure is our harm. Rise up, O Lord, and he will flee before our sovereign God. Alleluia! Glory be to our great God. Alleluia! Glory be to our great God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Of heights to the depth of the sea, creations revealing your majesty. Colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, we fall to our knees, we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Turn every lightning bolt where it should go, or seen heavenly storehouses laden with. Imagine the sun and give source to its light. It conceals us.
Mom coming?
I don't know.
darkest of night. None can fathom indescribable, uncontainable. God's face, the stars and the sky, and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you trace the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
You are amazing, Lord. Awesome, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see so clearly. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my sins are washed away, they're washed away. My fears really. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. I first believed. Hallelujah. Rain falls down on me. Hallelujah. All my sins washed away.
Lord, we are so thankful. Thankful that you say when you're lifted up, you will draw all people to yourself. And Lord, as we worship you today, we pray that you would draw us to yourself, that you'd put your arms around us, that you'd help us to know who we are as your children, that our identity is secure in you, that the covenant you have made with us allows us to have the confidence that nothing can snatch us from your hand. Lord, that we are victorious because you are victorious. That we are forgiven because you have paid the price for our forgiveness. That we can come here today and worship you and confess our sins and receive forgiveness because of who you are and what you've done. Lord, we thank you that we can receive this amazing grace that it truly falls like rain upon us. We have no control over the rain. But Lord, we can decide to receive all that you want to give us. Lord, we can remove those things that cause us to be removed from you, to be further away from you than we ought to be. Lord, we can confess those things that separate us and receive the forgiveness of all of our sins and the victory over those things. Lord, so we gather here in the name of Jesus and we come, O Lord, to confess to you those things that we know separate us, those things that we know cause us to blush, those things that we know we should have done and didn't do. So Lord, we come before you now and we ask that you would help us to confess these things. The things that we know we should have done differently. The things that we know are keeping us from that intimacy that you want with us. And we lay them down at your cross right now, Lord. We lay them down in the silence of our hearts and minds. We lay them down and we nail them to the cross, Lord. We present them to you and we say we don't want them anymore. They're burdens that we shouldn't have to carry. So Lord, whatever they may be, a lack of faith, an obvious sin, a sin that we didn't even realize we were doing, whatever it is, Lord, help us to lay them down at the foot of your cross right now. Thank you, Jesus, that because of your blood shed on Calvary, all of our sins are forgiven. And Lord, may we open our hearts and minds to receive from you the entire forgiveness of all of our sins. May we partake of your word and sacrament this day with all of our senses to know that we are forgiven and set free, to know that we have been redeemed by Christ the crucified, to know that when you rose from the dead, you won victory for us over sin, death, and the devil, to know that you make us righteous. And you give us the power to live as your people each and every day. We are your kingdom people. We walk in your authority and with your power. So Lord, help us now to receive the entire forgiveness of all of our sins so we may leave here renewed and refreshed and filled overflowing with your Holy Spirit. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord, for he is the true Passover Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and God of might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship. With the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take and drink this, a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, this is an amazing opportunity. The Lord Jesus Christ, who at his death, the curtain in the temple was torn in two and we were allowed into the Holy of Holies, invites us today as his forgiven people to partake of this sacrament, this mystery of his body and blood, so that we with all of our senses may know we are forgiven and set free, that we may know he wants to heal us and empower us to live as his people. So as you come forward, please take time to fill out the cards with the prayer requests and place them in the offering plate. As you come forward, if you're not ready to take communion today for whatever reason, please put your hand over your heart and you receive a blessing. Also, please take time to pray for the person in front of you, because this is one of the most intimate examples of the Feast of Victory that we have here on this side of heaven. We get to celebrate with all of those who have gone before us. This is an awesome gift, and it is a promise of God that this is a time when he forgives us our sins and prepares us for the future. Jim and Marcia and others will be praying at the back during communion. We have that opportunity. It's a wonderful gift that we have. But I would ask that at the end of the communion time, when we go into the sermon, that you would allow them to come back in to hear the sermon, and they'll be praying during the extended time of worship after the service. Please be seated and come forward as the usher directs. Welcome to our Risen Lord's table. Roger, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you. Joe, take and eat this, the very body of Christ given for you. Dave, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you. Bruce, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you. Paul, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ given for you. Joe, take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Dave, take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Paul, take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take this. And may this most precious and true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in true faith unto life everlasting. That you may know your identity as children of God, that you may walk as kingdom people with his authority and power, and that you may declare the wonderful things that he has done, so that more people may know that we follow the risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Given for you. Jeff, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you. Come here. Lord, blessings be his grace and by his love as you grow as his child each and every day. May you grow to be a man after God's own heart. Mercy, the Lord blessing keep his grace by his love as you grow as a child of God each and every day. Charity, the Lord blessing keep his grace by his love as you grow as a child of God each and every day. Benny, the Lord blessing keep his grace by his love as you grow as a child of God every day. May you grow to be a man after God's own heart. Anna, the Lord blessing keep his grace by his love as you grow as a child of God each and every day. Bethany, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Trinity, the Lord blessing his grace by his love as you grow as his child each and every day. May you grow to be a child after God's own heart. Gloria. Lord blessing his grace by his love as you grow as his child each and every day. At least take and eat the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Wendy, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this day. David, the Lord blessing his grace by his love as you grow as a child of God. May you grow to be a man after God's own heart. Elizabeth, the Lord blessing his grace by his love as you grow as a child of God. May you grow to be a child after God's own heart. Angela, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Rosemary, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Joyce, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Dave, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you, Jim. Jim, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ given for you. Charity, take and eat the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Rick, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Take and eat the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Take and eat the very body of Christ given for you, Carol. Take and eat the very body of Christ given for you, Gail. The Lord bless you and give his grace by his love as you grow as a child of God. May you grow to be a man after God's own heart. Eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Barb, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Chris, take and eat. The very body of Christ given for you this very day. Krista, take and eat. This is the very body of Christ given for you this very day. Gordon, take and eat. The very body of Christ given for you this very day.
Calling, I begin to see
God emblazoned on my head.
Sing of
holiness and perfect fire, as my heart cries out with holy fear, have your way, O Lord. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way. Calling, I begin to see God emblazoned on my head. Seal of holiness and perfect fiery love, as my heart cries out with holy fear, have your
and everything will.
Have your way, O Lord. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Please stand. Lord, you told us to pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we thank you that through your body and blood, we have the forgiveness of all of our sins. We have a fresh start. We are new creatures. New creations. And Lord, we come before you now as redeemed, sanctified believers who understand the authority that you have given to us, where you say, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. And wherever two or more pray for something in my name, the Father will do it. Lord, we come before you now with prayers in our hearts and on our lips. And we pray, O Lord, that you would hear our prayers and answer them in the best way possible for us. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the governments of this world. We pray specifically for peace in Ukraine and in Syria. We pray for security for people around the world. We ask, O Lord, for your blessing on our leadership in our governments, that they, O Lord, would seek your will and not their own. Lord, that we pray for leadership within our church body. We praise and thank you for their willingness to lead. And we ask, O Lord, that you would give them wisdom, and that you would bless them and their families. We pray, Lord, for the universities as they finish the commencements and have move out and different things going on. We pray, O Lord, for safety. And Lord, as our family, we pray a prayer of thanks for the arrival safely of our new grandson, Corbin. We thank you, Lord, for making it a quick delivery and that everyone is doing well. Lord, we praise and thank you for so many things. But especially, Lord, we thank you that you are the Lord of your church. And this is your church. And we pray, Lord, that during these next weeks as we go through Mother's Day and Confirmation and Memorial Day, Lord, that you would help us to seek your will and to let you be Lord of your church and help us to be bold enough to walk your road, to do your will, and to let you show us your plans for us. Lord, we ask all these things in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now may this most precious and true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in true faith unto life everlasting, that you may always know that you are a child of the King, that Jesus Christ died and rose again for you, and that he has promised not only forgive you your sins, but to fill you with his power and his spirit so that you may live and share the truth each and every day. Please be seated. At this time, we invite the children to go to the fellowship hall with... There we go. Joan is leading them, and we'll continue. All right. We're going to continue with the gospel. Please stand as we hear the Holy Gospel.
The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning at verse 13.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back, saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all of the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Did not our hearts burn with us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,